The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and that is a little Who Let the Dogs Out. So that's a hint right there of what's coming up next. It's Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Super excited to have in the house veterinarian Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He is the owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and the Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, hey.
And you got a guest with you?
Yeah, Ann Sharpstein's here. She's my client, and her dog Mac is with us again today.
And Mac is such a good boy. Every time he comes in, he's so sweet. Describe Mac so we could, because this is a theater of the mind, so you have to describe things for folks.
Mac is
about... Oop, hang on. There you go.
Mac is about 94 pounds of English lab.
Beautiful.
So we
dog.
Have to constantly tell people he's not fat. He's an English lab. He's English.
Okay.
That's okay, Ann. You can.
Like. Yeah. Maybe that's how they'll describe Americans.
Dr. Mark begs to differ.
Americans aren't fat. We're just Americans. Is that how
we're going to go? Yeah. Thank you.
Hilarious.
Okay. So we're excited to have you here. This is the third time now you've been on the show. So
yeah, it's fun.
It's really a lot of fun, and you know how much of a dog and animal lover I am. But talk about, because people may not be familiar with you, mm-hmm. you've been in Pensacola a long time. So talk, Dr. Mark, about your history here, your place that you have. You also do boarding. There's so many things that you offer. So let's talk about that for those listeners that maybe aren't familiar with you.
Sure. Well, I've been here 23 years. I've owned Olive Branch Pet Hospital for that long. I've been practicing for 30 years. My previous career was in Orlando, Florida. We are a full-service clinic. It seems like these days we do a lot of second opinions. I do a tremendous amount of cancer work, chemotherapy, things of that nature. We do a lot of surgery. I have a big boarding facility. We have a great staff. There are no kennels in this boarding facility.
Oh, so how does that work?
Well, they have little rooms.
Oh, nice.
They have a gate. It's not like a cage.
And you have big grounds too, right?
Lots of places to play and, obstacle courses. We play with them. We have fun. We post pictures. It's just a big time back there. It's just a free-for-all back there. And everybody gets to play with each other if, they make friends and... Pets will just jump out of the car, run in the play and stay. And then when the pet's parents come, they don't want to go home. So that's sometimes it's a little bit of an issue.
But, that's a nice problem to have, though.
I own my practice. I'm not corporately owned. So we are like one big family, and we'd like to invite people to come and see us.
Well, speaking of the friendly nature of your staff and everything, I think today's a special day, you were telling me.
It is. It is National Hug Your Dog Day.
Yay. Yeah. Every day should be National Beach Hug Your Dog
That's
Day.
That's right. So we really want to see Pensacola step up and tag us with your pictures hugging your dog today.
Okay.
We got to celebrate. We're going to be taking lots of pictures.
So they're on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Are you on Instagram as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how do they do that? How do they find? What are you listing on Facebook?
Olive Branch Pet.
Okay.
You can tag us there. You can also just search us out, connect with us, follow us. We'd love to become part of your family.
Excellent.
And we want to see your fur babies.
Okay. That sounds good to me. And we were talking a little bit about possibly doing a little contest here this morning.
Yeah. Well,
along those lines.
It's a little homework I have for everybody out there. I'd like to know what your craziest pet name you've ever heard. It doesn't have to be your pet, just the craziest pet name.
Oh, it doesn't even have to be yours.
No. And okay. I'm going to tell you mine just to see if y'all can top this.
Okay.
It was a cat named Yard Ape.
Yard Ape?
Yes.
Okay, there has to be a story behind
well,
that.
Well, he apparently he fit his name, the owner. Traveled a lot and left him with the office. And
I just have an image of a dog climbing around. Is that?
Yeah, well, he was, yeah, this is, yeah, it was basically an ape.
Oh my goodness.
It goes in everywhere. Anyway, that's my favorite. So if you folks out there have something better, I want to hear it.
Okay? Yeah, that sounds good.
And if whoever wins, we'll pick a winner.
Okay.
We'll just drop by the office sometime, and we'll get you a bag of treats, dog treats for you, cat treats, either one.
I love that. Okay.
Whatever you like, and love to meet you.
So text it in this morning to 850-437-1620 if you know of an unusual pet name. Correct. So it could be any pet, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dog or a cat, right?
Correct.
Because I've heard some weird iguana names, if you want to know.
Correct.
Yeah. I've heard a few of those. So, well, my dog's name was a little bit unusual. My former dog was Amore.
Oh.
Which is, you know, the
That's
song,
cute.
When Your Moon Meets Your Eye. Yeah. And part of that story was, just real quick, was that it was a dog, a Maltese from Malta, Italian. So I was looking for Italian names, and I asked my sister, who had married Italian, I called them and said, hey, what's a good Italian name? And they came back, we'll call you back. And they came back with Ravioli.
Ravioli.
I said, that is so lame. That is like the worst ever. I'm not naming dog Ravioli.
That would not win. That would not win
no,
the contest.
No, it would not. So we ended up Googling, just, you know, and Amore came up, and he was such a love-filled, just love in Italian, and that worked.
I love that.
Yeah, so, okay. So if you have a name that's been very unusual for you, or you know of a name, text it in at 850-437-1620. The winner today will get an opportunity to win some free treats for your pet, which is pretty cool. All right, let's see if I've got any coming in. Okay, Knucklehead was the name of my first dog. That's from Paula. Knucklehead, I love that. Let's see. I have a cat named Mischief because he was the first on his litter to get out of the room he was in, get out of the room he was in, and got into some mischief.
I'm sure. Well, so isn't that every cat?
I mean, pretty much, yes. I love it. So there's a couple to get us started.
Good.
So I'll come in. I'll let you know as they come in. Yeah. So again, if you have an unusual pet name that you've heard so far, we've had Mischief, we've had Yard Ape, Amore, and what was the first one we had? Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Okay. 850-437-1620. That's so fun. Okay, so April is on a more serious side. April is also a very important month for something that's very important, especially in this area. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's Heartworm Awareness Month, and heartworm disease is a devastating, lethal disease. It's so easy to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as difficult to treat as it used to be. It used to be very, very dangerous and very hard to treat. But it's spread by mosquito. Mosquito flies around.
Right.
It stings a creature that has heartworm, and then it takes the larvae from the heartworm and flies around, it molts, and then they bite your dog or your cat.
Mm-hmm.
Other pets can get it too, but that's the most common ones. Obviously, I see in my office. And thank goodness I don't see it as much anymore, but we're in the top six states. I think Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana, I think we've always been number one. I think we're not like number five or six.
Is that because the mosquito population is so high here?
Yeah.
So what, I mean, I've always heard about it. I've always been diligent with my pets about taking care of them and taking the medication. Mm-hmm. But what are the symptoms of heartworm? I mean, if you didn't, what happens to, I don't know, what happens?
Well, we test them, if they're on heartworm prevention, we test them every year. Mm-hmm. You have to test them every year because it's kind of like birth control pills. Everybody knows somebody got knocked up on the pills. So it's kind of like heartworm prevention. It's almost 100%, but it's not totally 100%.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's medication you give monthly now, whereas a long time ago, back in the day, you had to give something every day. But the monthly is very, very effective. They've recently seen some resistance to the heartworm prevention in the Mississippi Delta. So that's been a little bit of an issue. So they've kind of recreated the old heart guard and turned it into, it's a different drug, but it's a lot more advanced. So it's a lot more effective. So symptoms of it, a lot of times there's none. You just happen to find it on.
So they really don't know you. So it's not a matter of your dog gets fatigued or looks like he's throwing. There are no symptoms like that.
Well, they can, and they can start coughing, deep cough, that kind of thing, get real lethargic, stop losing weight, et cetera. But usually that's when it gets more advanced. And the more advanced it gets, the more tricky it gets to treat. And there's two treatments. One's imidacide, which is the only approved treatment. It's extremely effective, but you've got to keep your dog extremely quiet for 6 weeks. There's another treatment that's people use if your dog is just a nut and financially you cannot afford the emeticide. Mm-hmm. Some veterinarians will give a slow kill regimen, which is ivermectin, which is HeartGuard,
right,
and steroids. And I think it's every 2 weeks is the protocol, but it may never clear the heartworms, or it can, but it may take years to do. It's scary, you know, because mm-hmm. as the worms die off, they can develop clots and things like that, even with the emeticide.
Right.
But you've got to be very, very careful. The problem with a slow kill is it damages the right side of the heart as well as the pulmonary arteries as they leave the heart into the lung. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it can be, it's a very, very bad disease.
So you've got to do the prevention.
Yeah, folks, just, you know, get with your veterinarian. Say you've missed a few doses. That's okay. Just get in there and get a heartworm test and get them back on it.
Because mm-hmm. okay. as I recall, it's just a monthly thing.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, it is.
That's what I remember. Yeah. Okay, we're having a little fun this morning with our friends from Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here. He is the veterinarian. And we're having a little contest this morning. What's the most unusual pet name you've ever heard? We've already had quite a few come in. So now we've got a bunch more that just came in. Oh, and if you want to enter, 850-437-1620. So here's one. okay. I may be Mishi for Mishi he. Mishi he. Mishi he. I may be mispronouncing that. Mishi. Okay. My old boss called his dog Poe, short for Poe Old Dog. I like that one.
That's funny.
Let's see. In the 80s, a Cajun old guy I knew had a big owl he named Margaret Thatcher, as she was a smart, tough broad.
I love that.
A
That's
tough
awesome.
Bird, right? Okay. Let's see. I also had a cat named Mischief because he was thought, let's see. Oh, so another cat named Mischief. He was the first in his litter to get out of the room he was in and got into some mischiefs. So she's shown a picture of that. I've already put it at that one. Okay, here's one. Now, I have heard this before. Pookie was a family member's all-time favorite English bulldog. Pookie. That seems like an odd name for an English bulldog, though, don't
you? I love that.
I seem like that would be a chihuahua or some little dog. Like, Pookie, so cute. But bulldogs are, you know.
I had a patient one time, Meg. It's a cat, and the cat's name was the letters DC, and uh-huh. it was damn cat.
Oh, that would be what I would call it. I'm more of a dog person for sure. Okay, we have another one. My sister had a dog named Horseman, who was actually a girl. She galloped around the yard.
Oh, I love
cute.
That.
Yeah, like these are that. Great, y'all. Keep sending them in, 850-437-1620. At the end of the half hour, we will pick a winner that'll get a chance to stop by the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and pick up some treats. And
and get to meet me and my staff.
Yes,
and
of course.
We just we'll make you a tour. Celebrity. Yeah, yeah, okay. We'd love to see you.
So of course you offer the veterinarian services, and you covered a little bit of that as we first started chatting. But you also offer the boarding services. Talk a little bit about that too, because daycare, right now with people working, a couple of jobs, it's really important to have a safe place, a place you can count on.
Yeah, the daycare. I tease that the daycare is a psych ward with with my pets going to it. Often. But a lot of people, you know, they're home for COVID, now they're back working, mm-hmm. and they need somewhere. You know, dogs do get separation anxiety, or they get upset,
sure.
you know, especially after owners have been home for 2 or 3 years or however,
yeah, whatever it was. I never thought about that. It is a big transition.
And so they come home, and the curtains are torn off the windows, the couch is chewed up. I have a client of mine that worked for the news station in town. He had odd hours, and he had a dog that he had adopted. And he lived in a townhouse, mm-hmm. and they were connected. And this particular dog got real nervous after about 5 or 6 days after the adoption. And his owner, the owner of the third townhouse, mm-hmm. called my buddy Greg and said, "Greg, your dog is in my townhouse."
What?
And this dog had chewed from his on the number one through number two into number three. That's how nervous this dog was.
Of course, bless his heart.
Of course, Greg was freaking out.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I was trying to maintain a calm thing, you know, like I am. But I was freaking out too.
Yeah.
So there's some things you can do for that. But part of the daycare, what's great about it is we run them, we play them, they get to interact with other pets. Mm-hmm. And when they go home, they eat dinner and go to bed. And people love that.
That's a good thing. That is for sure.
And we've got a large areas, several areas for them to run and play so mm-hmm. they can really get a gallop going And that's what they like. And they chase each other and they just have a big time back there.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. You're listening to Dr. Mark Sprayberry with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital. And we're having a little fun this morning with a little name contest. What's the most unusual pet names? We just got one and this might be the winner. I don't know. But I have two opossums.
Oh.
Oh, look, their faces went. Oh. Opossums. Are you ready? Named Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. 850-437-1620. So definitely send those in.
That's so fun.
If you just join us, this is Pep Talk, and we are talking about the Olive Branch Pet Hospital. And today, April 10th, is National Hug Your Dog Day.
Yeah, hug your dog, folks.
And send pictures
cats
to their
do.
So yeah, send your pictures to their Facebook page, and they will be posting those today all day long. So definitely do that. And then we were just discussing that April is also Heartworm Awareness Month, and that's a much more serious topic. But you know, the expense of the heartworm in the long run is worth it, right?
Yeah,
because sometimes people balk at the cost.
Yeah, and I understand that the emeticide that I haven't treated a case in a while. My clients put them on heartworm prevention, so it's one thing I don't have to see. But a lot of veterinarians do still have to treat more than they should.
Mm-hmm.
But heartworm test once a year, as long as you don't miss doses, or if you miss a dose, that's okay. Don't feel bad. Just get in there and get a heartworm test. Go to your veterinarian, have them get you on some heartworm prevention. Now, let me talk just a second about kitties. Meg, you know, when I got to vet school 30 years ago, we were taught that cats did not get heartworm disease or arthritis, and now we know they do. I did ask the dean one time. I was alumni president for a number of years. I did tell him I wanted some refund on my tuition
right?
because they didn't teach me anything about that. Or anal glands. That's another big topic too, y'all.
Yes.
That's another day.
Yes.
But cats get heartworms too. There's no treatment for it.
Oh.
Okay. And it's kind of like, how many cats have I diagnosed with asthma that were probably heartworm positive before we had the technology to test for it? So even though your cat's indoors, it is still recommended you put them on heartworm prevention.
Okay? Well, my understanding that we're into kitten season now.
Correct? Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So how is that affecting your practice and some of the things that you do at the Olive Branch Hospital?
Well, spay and neuter your pets, guys. I mean, please. And if you're being a good Samaritan and feeding some of these wild cats, do not let them interact with your own pets because they could have leukemia, AIDS, some disease that could be spread to your personal pet. And unfortunately, that can be a very bad situation.
Okay.
So it's okay to be a good Samaritan, but just be very, very careful. Ideally, you know, the shelters, all the rescues are just packed full. So some people will come in and we'll fix their little cats if they can catch them or whatever.
Right.
So just fix your pets. That's the main thing. We have a huge problem in Florida, as well as in the nation with all this going on right now.
Okay.
Overpopulation.
We are talking this morning on Pep Talk with Dr. Mark, and he is a veterinarian with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. So I have a confession. I've been sitting here chatting with you, and I kept hearing this sound, and I'm thinking, what is that noise? It's Mac. Oh. He's panting.
Oh. Mac. Yeah, he's sitting underneath me.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that noise? Where is that coming from? And it's like having a big dog in the house. So I love it. Okay, we got another entry for our little naming unusual pet name contest going on here this morning with Pet Topic with Dr. Mark, 850-437-1620. Growing up, I lived on a farm, and one day a stray dog came to our farm to live, and he loved to roll in the cow poop. So my dad called him Putrid. Oh, no. That's terrible.
That's
oh, these are great. Okay, I got another one. My husband's college friend named his dog, you ready? Damn it. And that reminds me of the old Bill Cosby routine, you know, get over here, damn it. He used to say. Yeah.
We had a pet I'm a pharmacist too. I got my pharmacy degree at Ole Miss, and there was a speed bump in front of the fraternity house.
Uh-oh.
And this dog, it wasn't moving very fast. Anyway, somebody hit it with a car. It didn't hurt it real bad, but so we adopted the dog and we called it Speed bump.
Speed bump.
So that was another one, you know.
These are great. These are great. So we are talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play. And we're having a lot of fun with all these different dog names. If you have, or pet names, excuse me. If you have one, 850-437-1620. We still got some time left for a few more possibilities. So they're going to have to, you got a tough job. You're going to have to narrow it down to one of the winners here in a few minutes.
We'll do.
So what else can we have? A few minutes left for the show. So what are some of the other things you wanted to touch on? We have already talked about it being Heartworm Awareness Month. We're into the spring. We're into the starting to get warm, those kinds of things. What are some things people need to look out for their pets?
Well, just be sensitive about the heat. Don't leave them in your car. Don't leave them unattended outside. Plenty of water. If you have a lighter colored pet or a thin haired pet, like a hairless cat or, you know, something like that, or a chihuahua that doesn't have maybe a hairless chihuahua, you need to be sensitive about maybe putting some sunscreen on them.
Really?
Yeah, especially on their ears and on the top of their noses.
Oh, gosh. I've been a pet owner my whole life. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we do a lot of cancer at the office. And another thing about that, Meg, too, don't wait. If something is enlarged or a bump or something, don't wait. Just, we have great veterinarians in Pensacola. Go to them and let them check it out. Because the longer you wait, the worse it is for the pet, and it's usually a little harder on your pocketbook. Okay? This past week, I've had diagnosed 3 different pets with cancer just in this past 7 days. I don't understand it. I was talking to my personal physician, and she's been here as long as I have in Pensacola, and she says the same thing. She can't understand it. Younger people are getting cancer, so we don't know what it is.
Interesting.
Okay. It's very serious. And so, but
do you find that it's maybe the outdoor pets, the ones that are outdoors more in the sun? Is that a factor?
Well, I do see white cats occasionally, some with a white cat, and then get a squamous cell carcinoma on their nose or on the tip of their ear.
But that would make sense to me. But
this was a thyroid in a dog that's indoor outdoor thyroid cancer, and there was a lymphoma. The lymph nodes underneath the throat were swollen. And then I took a big mast cell tumor off this pit bull's butt.
Oh my goodness!
And also, these people had all sat on this
right,
and for 2 months. Right. So by the time I get it, then I'm kind of behind the eight ball. A little bit.
Well, and also I've heard a little bit of controversy now. I've just been reading lately about dog food and pet food. What is your thought about that? Because now they have pet food that they put in the refrigerator, pet food that looks like gourmet food for adults. You know, there's so many different things. So I don't know. What do I do? Do I go with this like fancier stuff because they say it's better or not, you know?
Well, that's a good question. I get this question quite a bit in my office. A lot of the stuff where it's fridge, it looks like you would eat it yourself.
Oh, yeah, you could put it in a bowl. Exactly. It'd be just fine.
if you get mad at your husband, you could always do that and see what happens.
Here, honey,
you
know? Exactly.
You know, I know my science diet rep, we had a new canned food that came out for something, and he popped the top and got a spoon and started eating it.
Oh, my gosh.
His name's Mike DiPietro. He's been calling me for about 20 years. I mean, just a great guy, great rep. He's been great. But a lot of that food is advertisement to sell the food. Okay. The top 3 brands I usually recommend are Science Diet, Royal Canin, and a Purina product, preferably the Purina Pro if you're going to do it.
Do you mix like the dry with the wet?
You can. You can. And I do in my house. I have 2 Shelties. Their names are Quinn and Finley.
Oh.
And my cat's name is Lily, just for everybody if they want to know what that is. It's not Yard Ape. That was somebody else's.
Okay.
But, all right. But I'm excited to see who's going to win.
Okay. Well, we've got about 2 minutes or so left. So 850-437-1620 if you want to sneak in there. But you're going to have to start to narrow this down.
I want some crazy stuff, people.
Okay. Well, I think Opossum and Bunny and Clyde were pretty crazy.
Yeah,
we've had a couple of good ones this morning so far.
Yeah.
So again, we want to remind you that this is a great day. It's April today. April 10th is National Hug Your Dog Day. So I'm going to have to hug Matt because I don't have a little dog anymore. So I'm going to have to get my hug in.
Oh, we can do something about that, May. Just come on.
I know. I was afraid of that. All right. We only got about a minute left. Who's the winner today? Drum roll.
I think I'm going to have to go with Bunny and Clyde today.
Oh,
that was my top choice.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, let me tell you, all of them are great.
Okay.
And I know when they pick those names, it's out of love in their heart, and I love that.
Yes.
But we'll have more homework next show.
All right.
In a couple of weeks.
We got to go, but it's been great to have you. Again, thanks. Dr. Mark Sprayberry and our friends with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks.